Chances are the lights came on at home or the office for you this morning. We're enjoying a nice stretch of calm weather. Millions of homes and businesses east of us remain without power, however, after Hurricane Irma rolled in from the Atlantic. Crews from Ozark Electric are in South Carolina right now, assisting Berkeley Electric Company. Chris Coker, operations manager for Ozarks Electric, says electric co-ops across the country have a mutual aid agreement.
So when one co-op's in need, or whether it be a storm, or be an ice storm, a hurricane in this case, they say, hey, we're expecting a lot of outages. We're going to need some help. And the co-ops naturally work as one, and they have a mutual aid agreement amongst all. It's the same in any state. So they will call out to other co-ops and say, hey, we're going to need X amount of linemen. Can you start sending them this way? This is what we're going to need.
How, and then how do you prepare for that, especially with a hurricane, because there is advance notice? We knew about Irma 5 or 6 days. Didn't know directly where, but knew it was going to be a problem. So what's the machinations that go into figuring out who and how many and when will go to help?
Well, naturally, in Irma, there it could have went any direction. There could have been six states involved early in the game. As it got closer, they kind of figured it was going to move a little bit one way or the other, and then they figured out where they think it's going to hit. So at that time, those states were the ones that needed the most help. A lot of times you can't get the local help that's next door to you because they're having the same problem. So they had to reach out further away, states, which is Arkansas, Oklahoma, that committed to go to South Carolina and Georgia.
Do linemen and engineers who are going to go east or west to help out after a disaster, do they volunteer, or is it a lottery system? How does that determine?
It's an absolute volunteer. Literally, I have to turn people away because I don't need that many.
We experienced tornadoes, thunderstorms, and ice storms. And it seems like ice storms are the ones that have the potential for our region to be the most devastating.
Yes, sir.
What is it like when you begin to see a forecast a week out that could turn into something horrible?
As a lineman,
yeah.
Somewhat exciting because that's what we live for. That's what we do. A little bit concerning because the first thing that comes to mind is I'm going to work a lot of long hours, but I'm going to do it without seeing my family. Mm-hmm. And for instance, in the 09 ice storm, there were a lot of us that we didn't go home for, you know, the first 7-8 days. Our family was even out of power. And the family just has to accept that dad or husband's not coming home for a while till the power's back on.
When it was the 09 ice storm, I mean, you're talking Washington, Benton, Carroll, Madison.
All the way across to Tennessee.
Right. How do you know where to begin? I mean, when you've got power out everywhere.
That was really a challenge for the co-ops because it's really hard to forecast an ice storm.
A degree of temperature can
change everything. So once that was, we kind of estimated within a 200 mile, it's going to hit here. How do you get help in here early? Because we can't leave our area until we know that we're not hit to help. And it was so widespread that we were having to get help from Texas. The same case with Irma. Had to go two states away to get help because our neighboring state was affected as much as we were.
Right. As the crews that were leaving here to go east towards South Carolina and Florida, you were welcoming personnel back who had been in Texas.
Absolutely. Yes.
What is the work day like? So go back to 09. Were you a lineman at that point?
No, not at that point.
But you've been through these.
Yes.
What is that work day like? You say you don't go home for 7 or 8 days. You've got to sleep, though. You've got to be restful. I mean, this is not a job without danger.
Most of the time on a storm situation, we require our guys to get at least 8 hours of sleep. Most days they're going to work 16-hour days. So it just depends. In this hurricane situation, to be honest with you, it's not safe for those people to be out there till the storm passes because you're not going to accomplish anything. The same way in a major ice storm. Until it quits falling down, how are you going to be able to put it up? And you just have to manage the emergency situations. The hurricanes, they have to manage the flooding, the down power lines, to manage that part, the safety side of it. Same way in the ice storm. the first couple of days were power line down in the road, power line down in the yard, power line down. You know, we had to manage the safety part of it. Once the storm passed, we were able to start rebuilding.
Linemen still have to climb the poles, right?
Yes, sir.
That's always struck me as something that isn't the easiest and not necessarily the safest thing to do, especially if those rungs are wet or icy.
Oh, actually, they don't even use the rungs.
Oh, that's right. They're going up on
they're
that.
They're using hooks and a belt, a little spike that goes in the pole.
Lumberjack style.
Right, exactly.
So you got to learn how to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's some make it and some don't.
If I'm a lineman in Arkansas, I've been in Northwest Arkansas my entire life, and now I'm in South Carolina or Georgia, is it going to look the same? I mean, is it standard 101 that this will work the way it does in Arkansas?
That's a very good question. The co-ops work off of a spec. All co-ops have the same spec. Our linemen can go to South Carolina and build the same power line that the linemen build there. It's an REA spec, rural electric spec that was built back in the 30s when REA started. And they're all the same. We all work off of the same spec.
Chris Coker is operations manager for Ozarks Electric. This week, Ozarks Electric linemen and engineers are in South Carolina helping restore power there after Hurricane Irma passed through.